Tam directly, please.
That's the beautiful sounds of Gershwin at a standing room only rehearsal of the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra. Welcome to another episode of the TSO's podcast. I'm Tina Pittaway, and I had the absolute pleasure of listening in as the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra rehearsed for their upcoming spring concert. On April 13th, they'll be performing this beautiful piece, An American in Paris, along with excerpts from Copland's Old American Songs, Dvorak's Symphony No. 9, From the New World, and the world premiere of Distant Lands by a young composer from Montreal, Tristan Cappuccioni. The Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra is considered to be one of the leading training orchestras in North America. That's due in no small part to the tremendous mentoring they get from members of the TSO and the vital and generous guidance of their conductor, Alain Trudel, who you can hear here running them through their paces in rehearsal.
Let's take it from three, please. Three.
Well, I think the really important part of it is that they learn to work as a team. You know? Sometimes we think it's extra musical, but especially at that age where they're, you know, 14, 15, let's say the middle, you know, of our age group. Our age group is 12 to 22. So they're very self-conscious. How they talk, how they walk, what they look like. So for them, it's soothing a little bit to come into a situation where we say, okay, what counts is how we collaborate together.
Okay, may we take it, please, from 25. Constraints. If you can hear yourself, it's a bit loud still.
I was never one for being part of a team. I was always one of those introverted people when I was growing up. My name is Natalie Warden, and I've been with the Youth Orchestra for 2 years now.
And you play?
French horn. And I think that as soon as I started music and started like working with more people more often, it helped me as a person as well, because now I'm more sociable than I used to be, just being part of an orchestra. It helps with job interviews. It just helps with every day.
Their whole soul into the playing, right? But you don't always have to be the one leading. My name is Nicole Lee. This is my fifth year at TSYO. I'm in the violin section, and I entered this orchestra when I was 11 years old. It helps you manage and prioritize, so you're really productive studying and also practicing.
I think as we go through the process of being educated, often we develop layers of cerebral armor, so to speak, that in a way can inhibit the way we hear things. My name is David Kent, and I'm the timpanist of the Toronto Symphony, and also I work with the percussionists in the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra. So the hope is for me to keep things really clear and keep a little bit that sense of beginningness, you know, that every moment is the first moment you hear something.
That's what you're doing. Okay, so let's just do a backup a little bit. Seven, that's the bar with the fortepiano and the wind, okay? Now we'll just finish with that, okay? And...
There's a community project, which is, of course, we play great music. They're fantastic players. They're greatly talented. But, you know, if you don't have a project when you're a teenager, if you don't have a goal, if you don't have a dream, then you just hang around. And while you're just hanging around, you get in trouble. That's the time where people get in trouble. So that's important for me. For me, that's because that's where I come from also. I come from starting playing in a group when I was a teenager, making music there, not having made music before, and discovering all this wonderful world that was in front of me, you know? And that was very important.
When you're working with people of different calibers, like you could be working with someone who's way better than you and or less challenged on a certain piece, and they could give you tips that you could take with you wherever you go, or you could give tips to someone who you see is struggling. Especially in a group like this, you have people from different backgrounds, different age groups, and less bigger and lesser experience levels. So it's kind of a potpourri.
When it goes, don't do the triplets. It's impossible. Just do two. Hopefully better in tune like that. But just be in time. Don't bother with that.
I was personally terrified of the beginning of the fourth movement of the Mahler Symphony. I remember my second week, I think, I was singled out, and I was petrified. And so it's a really, really fast passage with like 30 second notes, I think.
Really fast.
Really, it's really fast. And I was scared.
Them is a young part, and I coach the violin section. You know, it's amazing how resilient these young players are, and also their sense of commitment. But I have a great faith. I know they can do it. You gotta go for it.
Slow practice
helps. Slow. So you get a chance to think and listen. Yeah, and then you can react fearlessly. There's roughly about 85 players. That means that there's a lot of human interaction. To able to learn to interact, knowing your individual, how you fit in as a whole group, and how you fit into that. That kind of interaction in a very high level, I think that kind of interaction skill, it goes a long way, and no matter what one does in human endeavor.
Now the curtain comes down, then it goes up again, we're somewhere else completely. Okay. Get a lot done. Thanks a lot.
The Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra's spring concert is April 13th at the George Weston Recital Hall. Tickets are available at tso.ca. For the TSO podcast, I'm Tina Pittaway. Thanks for listening.